This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll do everything I can to help you out. Now, on the other side of the break, Daryl had called in with some questions and which ones were safe for your animals to have in the house. Which plants would be safe that are also help with clean air? And I did did some research during the break. And so Boston fern, I was thinking, there are some ferns out there that are toxic, but Boston fern is not toxic. The article that I read, it says some ferns are highly toxic, but if you're looking for one that your cat can safely attack, the Boston fern is a great choice. So perfect. So that's one to use that we talked about that's on the clean air quality. Now, on that list, we said rubber plant. Now, rubber plant is very poisonous, but there's a small version, an American rubber plant, which is Peperomia obtusifolia. That's its non-toxic alternative. So I would think that it has some of the same qualities for air. So that's one you can have. The other one would be the Areca palm, or Areca. It's Areca palm. It's also known as a butterfly palm. It prefers bright indirect light, and that's a good one to have in the house for air quality, and it's not going to affect your pets or children. And one that's on there that wasn't on the air quality that I was looking at, that's very safe for animals, was last week we had talked about burrow's tail, which is a type of sedum. That one's safe for children, cats, and dogs, etc. And I think one of the other ones that's on my list is the Gerber daisy. That one, it's got its nice flowers to it. That one is actually safe for your pets and children. So there's just a few of those that are also, they not only help with the air quality, but they're safe for your children, pets, your cat, dog, etc. So they're not going to have any issues. I like I said, I know my cat would eat any houseplant I bring in, so we don't have any in my house. Just based on knowing that the cat would just make it her own. So that's really a few of those. We can take a look more in depth on some of those different plants in a little bit, just to give you some ideas. But I wanted to talk about air quality and just doing a little bit extra to keep that going on in the house, making sure that your family is has the better air to breathe, especially during flu season. I'm almost thinking I should just have a few of these air quality houseplants in my bedroom where the cat doesn't go, so I don't always have the sniffles or the having to clear my throat, etc., because it's I think that's something going on with the air quality. So maybe I should take some of my own advice. But, you know, it's always good to do a little bit extra to get the better quality air in the house. You know, you can go out and buy an air purifier for a couple $100s, or you can buy a couple different plants for, you know, $30, $40, $50. And it adds value to the house, the living value. And I don't mean like value to the house. It's not going to make your house sell because you have a house plant in it. I mean more of just the value of life in the house. Now, planting outside might add some value to the house. And that's one of the things that we were talking about earlier today, was planning for your garden outside. Getting it, you know, these are the times to start thinking about it, asking the questions. And we talked about it with Andy for a little bit earlier about, you know, the first thing you need to do, and it goes back to if you're looking for a house, you always want location, location, location. Well, it's the same thing with a garden. You need to look at location, location, location. You need to figure out what you're going to be planting. And does it need sun, does it need shade, etc. What type of garden are you putting in? Are you putting in a vegetable garden or a flowering garden? If it's vegetables, you want it to have as much sun as possible. So these are things you need to start thinking about now. Now, if you're thinking about an area that already has some plants on it, some, you know, some trees, some different shrubs, or it's just been a weedy area, you know, there's some work you got to do before. Now, so this is why you want to think about it now, so you can plan out. All right, I'm going to do this at this point, I'm going to do this at this point, and go forward with that. So I think that would be very good to be looking at, so you can enjoy it later on in the season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right it back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Don in Minnesota.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I just have a success story that some information that Paul gave me I'd like to share.
Sure, go right ahead.
What it was an apple tree that had not produced apples for me for over 8 years. And I called Paul one day and asked him what to do, and he said, take the length of the pipe and beat the trunk of the tree. He said, really hard a few times, and I started laughing. He said, go ahead and laugh, but it's going to work. And I said, yeah, right, you know. So then he said, well, this is what else you do. He says, you take the drip line of the tree, and you take a sharpshooter, and you go all the way around in a circle and cut the roots off. I did that. So then he said, also add some tree spikes, which I did. And last year, last summer, I couldn't believe my eyes when that thing started blooming. I had apples the size, almost the size of softballs. So what he said was absolutely correct and wonderful. And that was the ninth year that tree had not produced. So I want to just share that information. He probably remembers the call. I don't know. It's been a few years now. But anyway, just happened to hear your program this morning.
Yeah, he definitely he used to say that, you know, talk about that all the time. One of the things I remember when I would go to lectures with him as a kid, He'd always be at the front of the, you know, audience and say, he'd talk about doing something along these lines. And he'd say, all right. He'd pretend that he had a hammer behind his back. He'd be walking with something behind there. And he was talking to the tree and say, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I don't want to do this. And, you know, I just got to do this. And, you know, he used to say, and the neighbors might think you're crazy. Might not think you know what you're doing. But it's definitely going to work.
I set a chainsaw alongside the tree. Now, that's a big threat to the tree, so I don't know if pay attention to that or not. But anyways, it got done, so I just want to thank him very much, and your program is wonderful. So
Thank you so much. It was great to hear the success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's pretty good to hear those stories about all the different success stories that my father has brought to others. So it's good to hear. Yeah, I always, like I said, I can see him now having this at a lecture talking about this, and just has that little smile on his face and saying, "This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you." And you just go up to the tree and you hit it a couple times, and then you cut its root system at the drip line, and then it just shocks the plant, and the plant is like, whoa, okay, all right, you got my attention, let's do this, all right. So it's, I remember those stories. Those are pretty good memories that I have of when my father would do that. So that's good stuff. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And it's a little snowy out there, so it's not going to be some gardening out in the yard today. Maybe some gardening in the house or getting some seeds started, getting a few things ready to go for the year. So, get some seeds started. Go to the garden center maybe tomorrow, maybe next weekend. Don't go out there today. I know a lot of them are trying to get the areas cleaned up. And I know, if you need to get some wood or some ice melt or something, garden centers are going to be open, some of your hardware stores, etc. But, maybe get some soil to get started this weekend or next weekend to get some seeds started inside, get some different veggies ready, and really start to think spring. I believe we're like 62 days away, something along those lines, maybe 60 days. I keep thinking I'm going to do the count on the break, and then I keep forgetting. But hopefully I'll remember this break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I just wanted to add one more plant to the air purifying and is safe for animals, which is a real good one, a nice common one, which is a spider plant. That would be a good one to add. So I just wanted to add that before we went into the call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Irma in Massachusetts.
Irma, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I was listening to you talking about toxic plants.
Yep.
So I went online to Google. They have 35 listed. Some are mildly toxic, some are moderately toxic, some are high, and some are very, very deadly. So if they go on to Google and it has the picture of the plant, the description of the plant, and it's very interesting. So
yeah, definitely some good ways to find out. What's toxic. So before you get a plant, you want to make sure you don't get something that's going to hurt the animals.
Right.
They do have on there a bunch of different ones that are not only safe for your cats and dogs and kids, but it also it helps purify the air. Some good information on there too. So
I was surprised with the aloe plant. It's very highly toxic.
Yes, it's. That can do some damage. Even though it does such good things for us, it fixes so many different things that it does. But it's
I know. I was so surprised when I read that.
Yeah, you kind of think about all the great things that it does, but then you don't really think of what else it can do.
Yeah. So they go on Google. There's a list right there. Shows the picture of the plant and everything.
Great. All right, Irma, thank you so much for that information. I do appreciate it.
Okay, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too. Our phone number here is 855 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Beverly's in Mass.
Good morning, Beverly. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I am calling because I used to have a rosemary plant in my rock garden, and it was winter hardy, and it didn't grow very fast, but it was a steady plant and was always there, and I've moved. I can't find this plant in the nursery, and every time I buy a rosemary plant, it does not make it through the winter, whether it's in my cold garage with light or if it's outside.
Now, what part of the state are you living in?
I live on Cape Cod.
Okay. So you're a little bit warmer. That's surprising that it's not going through the season for you. What are you doing at the end of the year to help protect it for winter?
I keep it in a pot because I don't know what kind will stay outside, and I bring it in my garage, and I just water it when it's dry.
Okay.
It's in front of a garage window.
Okay. Now, it's when you water it and you bring it inside, how often are you watering? Just when you think it needs it? Is that...
Well, the plant is outside during the summer, and then when it starts to get cold out, I put it in the garage in front of a window, and I only water it when it's dry. But I have not had great success, and I just was wondering if there's a specific kind to get that will be like the one that I used to have that was happy outside all the time. And Cape Cod is... We get such a variety of weather that we can get just as cold as anywhere else.
Yep, no, I know. It can get some cold weather, but certain parts of Cape Cod are in a warmer zone for planting. So that's the USDA zone. So that's why, you know, it pops up my first thought process. What I can do is, if you want to hang tight, we're about 30 seconds from going to a break. I can give you some more information on the other side of the break. So if you want to hang tight for me, and I'll give you some information so we can figure out the best way to, A, overwinter your rosemary, and B, which ones you can use for your garden.
The one that I had in the rock garden, the
low-growing
plant, it was not enough
right now. Okay. All right. Just hang tight for me. We'll get her on the other side of the break.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a rare Saturday afternoon address, President Trump says of the government shutdown, the issues behind it, and his proposal for ending the shutdown.
I want this to end. It's got to end now. These are not talking points. These are the heartbreaking realities that are hurting innocent, precious human beings every single day on both sides of the border.
Trump offering to exchange a 3-year delay in deportations of DACA recipients and temporary protected status immigrants in exchange for more than $5 billion for border barriers. Before he delivered the address, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a non-starter. A White House spokesman says,
they're against the president before they know what he's even going to say, and it tells you everything you need to know.
Deputy White White House Press Chief Hogan Gidley was speaking on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, where our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here until 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Before the break, we were talking with Beverly in regards to a rosemary plant. And, you know, which ones would be best to overwinter and should come back year after year. There's also, you know, there's a couple things, rosemary out there. You could look for one that's called ARP, rosemary, A-R-P. It gets all the way down to zone 5. That's an upright. It'll get about 3 to 4 feet tall. There's a Madeline Hill. It's also known as Hill Hardy Rosemary. That would be a good one. There's also a creeping rosemary that does well over winter. Now, so if you have the best way to overwinter rosemary outside, if you were going to leave it in the ground, there's a couple things I would want you to do. So you would actually cut the rosemary plant to within a couple of inches from the ground right after the first hard frost. Okay? You would cover the remaining part of the plant. You get about 4 to 6 inches of mulch. You can use, you know, like a shredded mulch. You could use like a salt marsh hay, that type of thing. But you want to get 4 to 6 inches of mulch. If you use like a regular mulch, like a bark mulch, you can leave it there for the spring. Because you can actually leave it there for a while, waiting till you start to see some growth in the spring. And then once you start to see some new growth, then you remove the mulch to about 2 inches of it. That's one way to really get it to overwinter. But the couple that I was talking about, those types of rosemary, actually will go down to zone 5. I know the Cape is considered 7, but some areas could be like a 6A or 6B. So those are a couple you might be able to be successful with. The other thing with some of the rosemaries, when you bring them inside, you're doing right with the water. You know, they don't like wet feet. They don't want to, get soaked. So, just light damp soil would be the, not damp, but light wet soil, not always damp. So it's something you're doing definitely right with what you're doing. One of the other things you could be doing is take some cuttings from the rosemary plant that you've been successful with and do that in the spring so you can actually have more of it. Could have been something if the one that had gone through the winter for you and then did die, you could have taken cuttings from it earlier, done some, put some rooting hormone on them and tried to pot them up and get more for the yard. So there's a couple options for you when it comes to the rosemary. Well, hopefully that helps, Beverly.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Good luck with them. And if you're having trouble finding any, let me know. I can do some more research for you.
So that was R, and then Marilyn Hill, and a creeping rosemary.
Yeah, so it's ARP, A-R-P,
mm-hmm.
And then it's Madeline Hill, so M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, and then the creeping.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty, thank you so much, good luck.
You're welcome, have a great one, bye-bye.
You too, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261, again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we have another caller on the line.
Pat in Geneva, New York.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a Montauk daisy.
Okay.
And I'm wondering how to take care of it, especially in the winter.
Okay. Now, so normally what you would do is you would let it die back in the fall, cut it back. Before the snow hits, and overwinter it that way. Let it, cover it up with a little bit of mulch around the sides of it, maybe 4 or 5 inches of it around the plant to help protect it from the cold. In the spring, you would do your first prune back, probably around April once it starts to show some new growth. You're not going to prune it all the way back, but you're going to cut it back some. And then you would cut it back another time, I believe, beginning of July, so that it doesn't start to force flowers. Because natural instinct of a plant is it wants to go to seed. Now, to get to seed, you produce a flower that goes to seed. So plants are trying to push themselves to get to seed. And so by cutting them back here, you're not allowing them to get to seed. So that's why with the Montauk daisy, it's going to allow it, by pruning it in April and then pruning it again in July, it'll allow it to flower for you in September, which is the best way for it to happen.
Thank you very much.
So it's, you might think that you're, cutting it back too much, too often, mm-hmm. but it's a way to get it so you have that nice late season flower to make the garden, attractive at that time of year with some flowers in it.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, Pat. Good luck with your Montauk daisies this year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Betty in South Carolina.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a bamboo plant that is not doing very well. And I have, I'm not experienced with these. And I was wondering what is the best way to grow the little household bamboo plant.
You're talking about like the lucky bamboo that you have inside?
Yes, that you see in the stores with the little bands around them. Yeah.
Have you just kept it in water, getting it going that way?
It's partially, it's got dirt or rocks around it.
Okay.
It was given to me, and it was turning yellow, so.
Now, was the whole plant turning yellow, or were the leaves turning yellow?
Just some of the leaves, yeah.
Okay. Trying to think here. Now, is it, did it start from the tip? Did it turn brown on the outsides, or was it just it just turned yellow?
It just turned yellow.
Okay. Now.
Well, some of the stems are starting to deteriorate.
Oh, okay.
Is that because it's too wet, or?
It might be. I'm trying to think what else it could do. Because, the lucky bamboo doesn't need sun, doesn't need, you know, a lot of light. That's why it's one of the easier ones. I'm trying to think.
See, I was under the impression that they needed to have water constantly.
Yeah, because I've seen them mostly in, I've seen them in, like, vases where they just sit in water.
Yeah.
Now, do you, there is some green on the bamboo part itself?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to, get rid of the yellow that's there?
Okay.
Because you can have, plants develop through on the outside of it. You got to look at the water that's in there. Make sure that it doesn't have, like, chlorine or any types of chemicals in it. You probably, if you're using tap water, I'm sure you'd be fine. But, you know, some chlorines and fluorides like that can actually be harmful to plants. So I don't know if, what you're using for can be harmful to these types of plants here. So I don't know if there's anything like that in your tap water. That's usually what causes some of this to turn yellow would be the water issue.
And that is what we have. We have chlorine and fluoride and, the like.
It almost sounds silly, but if you could almost get like a distilled water for it from the store and use that to keep it water, because some tap waters, as you said, have chlorine and fluoride. I know my tap water has fluoride in it, so that could be one of the things that's causing it. Use the spring or rainwater or distilled something along those lines. To get it successful and not have it as yellow. Sometimes the yellow means it's just not going to be it's not going to work out for you. But if there's some green to it, I'd almost cut it back to where that green is. You'll be able to tell. You can see like where the little where the different sections start and end. You would cut it to one of those. You wouldn't cut it in the middle. And definitely. Get rid of the yellow because the plant is focusing on trying to, fix that area. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't have to focus on fixing the area, it can focus more on regrowth and more growth to it. That could be something to take a look at. The other thing is don't use cold water. Use room temperature type water. You don't want it cold.
Right.
But I think by changing the water could help some of that yellowing out and stop it from doing that. But the yellow is not going to turn back to green, unfortunately.
Right.
So that's why you have to get rid of that. You just don't want it to, take over the entire bamboo because if it's half to three quarters of the way on the bamboo, it might not be worth
it.
Yeah, you might have lost it, unfortunately.
Now, is well water okay? I have access to well water.
Well water should be fine as long as there's, well water shouldn't have levels of chlorine or fluoride that are put into it. It might have some nutrients from the ground, but it should be all right. I definitely take a look. At the water, clean out the water, try a new water with it, and I think that's really going to help you.
Okay. Very good. Thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
Good luck,
Have
Betty.
You
too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's a lot of different things you could be doing to help with that yellow bamboo. You know, when I when Betty first was introduced on the call, she was talking about bamboo. I was thinking it was bamboo that's out in the yard, and I was going to say, you know, I know a lot of people up here who can't get rid of bamboo, so they'd be excited about that. But once I understood that it was the lucky bamboo, I knew it was a little bit different. This wasn't one that's going to take over a yard, or take over like a parking lot. Sometimes the bamboo likes to grow wherever it wants. So see what we can do to, just a couple things that she could be doing to take care of that bamboo. Cleaning the water is definitely a big one. Getting rid of some of that yellow so the plant doesn't have to focus on its hurting parts. It can focus more on rejuvenating and new growth. If it does have roots and the roots are, are firm, then it's definitely can still have it survive. So get rid of some of that yellow to get it stronger. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen in Cape Cod.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I planted four amaryllis bulbs.
Okay.
Of the four, one has a bud stalk about a foot high with a beautiful bud. Two have nothing but leaves, which are about anywhere between 10 and 15 inches high. And the fourth has done nothing.
Okay. Now, have you fertilized any of these amaryllis?
I did. It's Osmocote.
Okay.
Planted them, I planted them all in new potting soil, and they are in the same window, get plenty of sun, and nothing. The one that is almost, that has the full bud, is almost 5 years old.
Okay.
The now, one that has the 12 to 15 inch leaves is a new plant this year, and the other two are probably 2 or 3 years old.
Okay. Now, one of the things you can do with these amaryllis is you need to actually fertilize them until they flower. Give them a liquid food, maybe a like a 10-10-10 fertilizer, maybe like a something a little bit less, like a 5-10-5, an all-purpose fertilizer to help push it a little bit. That's something that's really going to be beneficial for those amaryllis going forward. You could use a Miracle-Gro. That's usually like a 20-20-20 or maybe a little bit higher. You can take a look. There's like an Espoma organic indoor fertilizer that's liquid that you could use. It's a cool little bottle where you just flip it over. It fills a certain amount, and then you feed it from the cap. It tells you exactly how much to put in there. You don't have to worry about measuring anything along those lines. That might be a good one to do. The reason why you only do it until it starts to bud up is it doesn't need the fertilizer at that point. It's already got the bud going, and it's getting bigger, ready to go. So that's why you would want to fertilize even when it has the green leaves. Once you start seeing green leaves, you're going to push it with a regular all-purpose fertilizer. The Osmocote's good because it'll feed it long-term over time as a slow release, whereas the liquid's going to give it that shot right away versus, you know, having to wait a little bit to get that fertilizer.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know if I should scoop around the outer edge and...
So the one that has nothing at this point, I'd take a look, grab the bulb's going to be above ground a bit, push at it a little bit, see if that bulb's still hard in the center.
It is
still hard?
Yes.
Okay. So definitely feed it. Give it something to push it a little bit, because that one, you know, you want the bulb to be hard. If it was soft, then it was not worth it, and it's not going to be living. Nothing's going to come of it. But if it's hard like that, there's still a chance. So fertilizing a little bit, you know, give it some full sun if you could. Get it,
yeah,
you know,
they get
some,
full sun.
Maybe give it a little bit, getting into an area where it's a little bit warmer. Maybe, you know, an area that's, you know, full sun, maybe forced hot air in the area, and maybe not in a draft area. That would help. But fertilizing and doing that would definitely be beneficial for you.
Okay.
The one with leaves, it should push up a stem soon. They usually will push out their leaves first, and then you'll have a couple blooms come out. I think it just needs a little something extra, especially the ones that are a couple years old. You know, the ones that are a couple years old have been established. They've been there for a number of years. They've stored up fertilizer. The other ones, the newer ones, haven't had multiple years of it. They're not as strong, so that's why you need to give them something to get them a little bit stronger.
Perfect.
All right, Helen, good luck.
Thank you, and enjoy this beautiful day.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. I looked earlier, 59 days till spring.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.